Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. KD2, BOR Mobile.
KD2,
BOR listening.
Yeah, just going around in circles.
Boy, repeater's noisy tonight. My place is nice and clean. The kid next door from the cab company's out there plowing now.
Well, that's good. The snow is starting to pick up speed.
Yeah, I noticed that down here too, and it looks like it's getting a little more windier.
That by 7 o'clock it's going to calm down quite a bit.
Well, that's another 6 hours from now, Chris. There could be a lot of snow in 6 hours.
That is why I pull all-nighters, so I'm used to it. And so the pipe broke. It's not a lot of damage. It's a lot of water. To an area that we were going to redo anyway, but we're just making the bank think that we're willing to walk away if they don't clean it up, if they don't have a company go in there and clean it up right away.
I don't know, this time of the year they don't have any heat in the house, that's ridiculous.
Well, the problem is they send companies in to winterize these homes, because I've seen this, and when it's done right, you don't have a problem. But they never called the town and had the town shut the main water off the curb into the house. So the pipe burst where the water pressure still was.
82 BOR. Well, how long was the water running? Does anybody know?
It was not running more than 4 hours.
That's still enough to do damage, that's for sure. Thank you.
LLS. WW2BLS timeout.
KB2TIA.
KD2CWW.
Hey Chris, what's going on?
Just plowing away here.
Oh, feel free to come over to my property.
No, I'm plowing everybody in.
Well, like I say, visibility is about 2.5 blocks, and pretty windy out there, it seems. Maybe about 3 inches at this point, maybe 4.
Yeah, and it's still picking up pace. So, yeah, although it only looks like about 4 inches, it's pretty bad out here.
And I was out a little earlier, and it was more of a fine, icy pellet kind of snow.
I've hit this section twice in a row, so, you know, it's just fast as you go down one side, as you're coming up the other side, it's getting covered again.
How long are you going to be out there?
Well, they're saying it's going to stop maybe around 7, 8 o'clock in the morning, so by the time we're done with all the final cleanup, maybe 2, 3 o'clock.
Wow. Hope you got a coffee, thermos full of coffee.
I have a thermos full of tea right now.
You hear any of the boys, Charlie or Rocky around?
Willie P was out there earlier, and Rocky's out there. I don't know about where, but he was at the shop earlier.
We're still here.
Hey, Rock, what's going on, pal? How's it by you?
It's snowing. I haven't looked out. I just come back from doing something else. I haven't looked outside. I'm just ready to go back out and get another cup of coffee.
Well, they kept telling us we were going to have near whiteout conditions. I wouldn't call it quite that. But I can see about 2.5 blocks before it's all obscured. But it looks about 3 or 4 inches over here.
Okay, you answered my next question. So you're done for the weekend now?
Yep. A little earlier, we were concerned we didn't have anybody to take the kids, and my wife got stuck at work and couldn't get home, so I had to stay home. So I called in. It's not so bad because I have like 10 hours overtime this week, and so missing the day isn't so bad financially.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. You have to work that overtime, and then you got to make it up taking a day off and losing that. Well, you're not losing it, but you're losing money, really. All right, let me go grab a cup of coffee. I'll catch you from the mobile, Steve. KD2, BOR.
Yeah, she told me, she goes, oh, I'm so glad you stayed home. So we needed a contingency plan. So I'm just concerned about Charlie, if he's going to try to make it to work. Because they said Connecticut was going to get slammed. Any case, KB2TIA.
Okay, one thing before you go. Charlie said he was going to tell them at work yesterday. Don't plan on seeing me today.
Good man. I have a couple friends at Stanford, and they were saying it's pretty bad.
Yeah, I was watching the Weather Channel earlier. I didn't get out of bed right away this morning. And, yeah, they're getting hammered. Boston's getting hammered. It's unbelievable. All right, I'll catch you from the Mobile. 82 VOR.
Yeah, I think I'm going to call in sick today, too. I don't have that option. I'm already here. Well, I'll tell you, the last thing I want to do is get stuck for a double or finish my shift and then not be able to get home. Last I saw is that the railroad's running on a modified schedule. So who knows what that actually means. You know, does that mean they're going to try to get one train through an hour? Is there a train every 2 hours? Who knows? You know, so that was the last thing I wanted to do was take a chance. And in the last couple of storms, they had trains that got stuck en route, and people were on those trains for like five hours plus waiting to be rescued. So I didn't want to be involved in any of that. So my week was long enough. Tandem plows going by as I speak.
Yeah, well, I came in at 5. We did a short run for school until about 8 o'clock. Then we all took a little siesta in the garage. And I've been out again, I guess, since about 7 or 8 o'clock. So...
that's a rough one, man. I don't envy you.
And it's been pretty much nonstop since we started. So it just covers the street so fast, as soon as we're done with the sections, we got to go right back and start all over again.
I didn't do much prep for this one. I filled the gas tanks. I parked, I backed into the driveway and we put the, my 4x4 on, you know, on the outside so we could get out if we have to somewhere. But my plan is to just, you know, bunker in till it's over.
Yeah, she gets home, back up, because I'm not going to be home. Don't even worry about it.
I got about every other word of that, but I got the gist of it.
Yeah, I'm in a bad spot, I know it.
82, VOR Mobile.
Be careful out there, Rock, but I guess you got a big truck.
I got a small truck. Got one in a little canyon. Pickups, 4x4. I came down one hill before, one street, wanted to stop at a stop sign, and these trucks are four-wheel go, but they're not four-wheel stop. I just slid right through the intersection. The anti-lock brakes was going crazy, and I kept going.
That had to happen, I think it was 2 years ago. I was in my Jeep Liberty, and... I got rid of that now, but I was on an entrance ramp, and I slid right off the entrance ramp and into a nestle of trees, and, you know, God help me, man, I missed every single tree. But I was nestled between two of them that you couldn't even open the doors. And my kids still talk about it to this day. They both still remember that. And so I just threw her in reverse, and got out of there.
Yeah, very good. I'll tell you, this dry snow like this, this light snow, I never... You know, I wasn't even going fast, Steve. I'm not a fast driver at all. I was doing like 15, 20 miles an hour. I stepped on the brake, and that was the end of it. I kept going.
Hey, Rock, I got kind of a strange question. It's probably something I should know. But, I have a switch in my RAV that shuts off the traction control. Why would you want to do that?
I have the same switch in my truck, Steve. I'll give you a little hint. I got stuck. The front of my truck went up on a mound, so I had two wheels off the ground, even though I had two-wheel drive. And I'm backing up and trying to get out, trying to get out. And I said, boy, this truck has got no power. What the traction control does is start lowering the power and dropping it so it doesn't break the wheels loose. If you need more power, you take the traction control off.
Okay, I gotcha. You know, I was always wondering, since I got the truck, you know, I said, you know what, I should really look it up. And, you know, like today, I hit it, I didn't notice any kind of difference, and then I just put it back the way it was. But, I was always wondering why that would be.
Yeah, you would notice that, say you were in a parking spot trying to get out over a mound, and your truck, even though it's 4x4, was slipping, you'd notice that the more you step on a gas, once the wheels start spinning, you notice the power of the truck dropping down. So if you need more power, like I said, you would turn it off. My truck, when I go into four-wheel drive low, which I've never done too many times, that automatically shuts the traction control off. Right, let me jump in for a cup of coffee. I'll be right back.
Okay, Rock, I'll hang in here for a few more minutes. I just wanted to check in with you guys, see how everybody was doing. And I was particularly concerned about Charlie, so I'm glad to hear he was staying home. KB2TIA in the group, pick it up, Chris, if you're in a better spot.
I should be in a better spot now.
Where are you right now?
The one town... Town of Paramus, New Jersey.
Okay. I saw briefly on the news brief on the bottom of the screen. They were given the temperatures, and the lowest I saw it said Mount Pocono was -1.
Well, I'm glad I'm not there right now. That's for sure.
Over here right now, the last I saw was 16 degrees.
Yeah, outside temperature in my truck right now is showing 17.
This afternoon, I saw the kids wanted to go to the movies. You know, it was stark crazy. And first I took them out shopping for boots. They both needed snow boots. Anything for a girl was already off the shelves. Not because of the storm, but because of, like, it's, like, winter fashion. So, I went to two different stores, and the one manager, he goes, anything for a girl, forget about it. But, my son, I got him the classic, construction boots, and, they're waterproof and everything, so, I said, alright, that'll do for him. But, my daughter, I came up empty, buying her snow boots. The problem with her is that every month and a half or so, she's gone up a size. She's growing like a weed. And so I took them to the movies. It's only about a mile from my house, and the snow had only started. We were the only ones in the movie theater. Not a single other person. Nobody else but us.
Well, at least there wasn't a lot of noise while you were watching the movie.
Well, I won't venture out. Although the mall, you know, Front State Plaza over in Paramus, the governor called the state of emergency, and they made an announcement that we are not closing.
Copied both you guys. You guys have doubled. Yeah, that's wild, man. I've never been someplace when they said we're now closing. Even states of emergencies, I had worked for Macy's in the 90s and when we had blizzard, and they called the state of emergency, and Macy's like, yeah, that's all right, just she wants to stay late. But that's a search for the almighty dollar. I'm glad to hear that somebody takes it serious and we closed the place. I know they let out the city workers here in New York. They said state and city workers, non-essential. They cut them loose at like 3 o'clock to get them out ahead of the weather.
No, you didn't understand. The mall told the town they were not closing, that they will not close for any condition.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Yep, that's been my experience. Another reason I was glad I wasn't at work today, because you get all the people that are stranded from Greyhound buses that aren't running and Amtrak trains and stuff that get canceled, and they all find their way into the lobby of the hotel.
Yeah, they definitely will.
Taking a ride up by Debbie's house and see what it looks like, because she lives right across the street from a cemetery. I could imagine the drips that are there. Hey, Steve, when did it start snowing by you?
I would say it started about 1:30, 2 o'clock. Very fine, icy pellet kind of snow. It was almost like mist that turned to ice. And then it stopped, and it started up again around 4. And that time there were little bigger flakes, and now it's kind of a wintry mix, like you can hear like little ice pellet type things against the glass and air conditions and stuff. At the same time, I see big flakes out there.
Yeah, I was already home. I asked the kid next door from the cab company when it started around here. He said, around here, he said it started about 6 o'clock.
Yeah, the movie we went to was at 4:55, and I left here about 4:30. You know, it's real close, but I didn't know if there'd be like a line and getting them their snacks and all that crap. But I was surprised to find out we were the only people there. All the workers were standing around with nothing to do. There was like, I would say at least 7 people behind the ticket counter, and they had about another 5 behind the beverage counter, you know, and the candy counter, and like one guy watching the entrance to the theaters themselves. Like, nobody had anything. You know, they were just all standing around. And we were the only customers.
Yeah, it's very windy here, too. It's blowing the snow all over the place.
When I went out early to get the... I said I could at least gas up the cars, you know. And saw people filling up their cans and everything, getting ready. And I said, I don't know. I just didn't feel it's going to be that bad, you know. And I think by tomorrow evening, everything's going to be clear and serviceable at least. And I hope so, because part of my daughter's birthday present this year, we bought her tickets to a Broadway show. She was interested in seeing a Broadway show. And so I managed to get her tickets for Annie, which is closing on the 6th, so there's like no chance for a makeup show. And it took a lot to get a pair of tickets, because all they had was like single seats. And I went to the theater themselves, and the guy found me a pair of tickets together. So in fact, the people in front of me were offered the tickets, and they were hesitant, and they said, go ahead, go in front of us. And they were arguing between themselves about the price of the tickets, and the guy says, these are the last 2 like tickets together, you know. So I said, I'll take them. You know. And then when he told me the price, I was like, oh. So he says, you know what, let me see if I can find you a discount. And he went through whatever menus they have on the computer and came up with a discount, and I was like, wow, you know. He knocked off well over $100, and I said, alright, I'll take them, you know. And I took them on the spot.
KD2BOR. That was good. That doesn't look too bad by our house. My Debbie's neighbor, the ham, N2YYY, got an operation about 2 weeks ago, and he called me up and asked me if I could kindly do his sidewalk and his stoop for him, because he can't do any heavy lifting or anything like that.
Oh, that's really good of you. I don't have too much to do here. I do just a pathway to the front door, my sidewalk. Extends a few feet, you know, like to my neighbors' houses. And, you know, sometimes I cut a path across the lawn so that you don't have to go through either the side door or the front door. You could go out one and go in the other, you know, so without having to walk around the whole property. But it's not that much, you know. It takes me like maybe 35 minutes and I'm done out there.
You got a snow blower?
Nope. The Armstrong method.
Oh, you do it Emmanuel.
Old school.
Yeah, I thought our house was going to look a lot worse with the way the wind's going. It's blowing the snow down the street, so I don't know which snowblower I'm going to use yet. Depends on how high it is. I don't know if I'll take the big one out or just use the smaller one. We got two different blowers at our house.
I think when it's all done, we're going to need the bigger one.
Yeah, I think you might be right there, Chris. It looks like Schuyler Avenue's got a ton of lights and it's blocked. Somebody must have slid into something, so I got to make a detour here. We bought this Ariens snowblower 2 years ago. I've used it once.
My neighbor and I talked about going in on one, and then we never really had enough snow since. We would maybe use it once or twice and, since I lived here, because usually it's just, you know, it's easy enough to shovel, or I don't let it get too bad. I'll go out there and, you know, like the middle of the storm or something, and I'll just do a basic job and throw down some ice, you know, melter, and then in the morning just finish up, you know, it's a little easier.
Yeah, using a bigger snowblower is a pain in the neck. If we don't get too much, we got what they call a single-stage Honda that we've had for years. That thing will throw snow 20 feet or more. I like to use that one because it's easier to maneuver around the sidewalk. The bigger one, it's a pain in the neck when I get to the property line trying to turn it around. I usually put it in reverse and back it all the way up. I wonder if Charlie hooked my radio up yesterday. I want to find out what's going on with that.
Anyway, when you got winds like this, the wind over here is probably about 20 to 40 miles an hour, I guess. And with wind like that, there's no point in trying to do anything until it's over.
Yeah, I know what you mean. All right, I'm just about pulling back up at the shop. I'm going to put my truck inside to try and keep it halfway clean. So if you're still out there, I'll catch you from inside. If not, Steve, I will talk to you later. Have a good night. 82 VOR Mobile.
Okay, Rock. I think I'd say 73 and 73 to you, Chris. My wife and kids are actually sleeping on the couches out there. I'm probably going to rouse them, get them all to bed, and we'll do what I can if I can carry them. They're getting heavy. 73 to Wall. KB2 TIA.
73, Steve.
Yeah, have a good night, Steve, and your daughter's going to love it. My two daughters loved it last year.
Oh, very good. She sings and dances all over the house, makes up her own songs, and she actually does sing very well. And so she had curiosity to see a real play. You know, she's seen school plays and stuff like that, but, you know, we've been telling her, oh, it's a real special thing to see a real Broadway show. And so she's all pumped for it. And unfortunately, it's at 8 o'clock tonight. So I'm hoping things will be clear and they'll be able to get in and out the city okay. My wife's going to bring her in. And that's about it. So 73, Chris, stay safe up there. And we'll talk soon. KB2 TIA, I'll be clear.
Have a good rest of the evening. K82CWW. Gonna pull over here, clean my windows, and pour myself an OT.
Yeah, that's what I kind of figured.
I remember years ago when they used to weld the spider gears in a car to make it a permanent posi traction. That was tough making turns.
Two of my CJs, I had the front, which was a power lock, but the rear was welded.
Yeah, I can feel mine on turns. I'll tell you, just little truck, when it's in four-wheel drive and I gotta make a sharp turn, oh my God, it doesn't want to go.
My Cherokee's like that, because I have front and rear power track locking differentials. So when I'm in four-wheel drive, they lock.
Yeah, like when I pulled out of my parking spot this morning from the plows going by, I put it in four-wheel drive. But then I make this U-turn in an intersection. Before I get to the intersection, I knock it out of four-wheel drive because if I cut the wheel all the way, it seems like the truck only wants to go one way.
I should have opted for an Eaton electric rear for my Jeep, electric front and rear, but the power track system takes the gears out and then puts it's more of a limited slip, but it locks up when you're in a hard four-wheel drive.
Very good. All right, Chris, I'm going to get out of here and head up to Debbie's house. I'll probably be back here after I eat, because there's nothing I can do around her house to a certain time to start cleaning up. Catch you later. Be careful. KD2, Bior.
All right, Rod. Enjoy the rest of the day. Don't overexert yourself. Talk to you later. KD2, CWW.
Now, by the way, I'm getting a good birthday present this morning. This stupid snowstorm.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you. But it's not official to 5:32 this morning. Then I become an older man at 61.
Out on Friday, so tractor trailers, if they can make it, will be there to load up, but that's the only department that's working. Everybody else stayed home.
I've been through my section probably 6 times already, and doesn't even look like it.
Yeah, I'm kind of hoping to wait until the snow stops before I do my driveway. I fired up my snowblower yesterday, and it started, surprisingly. So it's positioned. All I have to do is open the garage, start it, and blow my driveway, and I'm done.
Well, the only thing I can recommend is if you don't need to go out, don't. Because the amount of snow that we've gotten in the past 2 hours is just unbelievable.
I looked out front a couple of times at the street light. It, you know, looks like it's a fine snow falling. I don't know, down by you, it might be a little bit heavier. I really haven't looked at a map to see where we are in this storm.
82 BOR.
Dead wreck.
Yeah, I just came down the shop to shut my heat off and everything. The kid's going to take care of the front, plowing it. This is going to be a lost day. There's no sense running the heat and keeping things open. I got Noel's car here. I don't know when he's going to get it back. He didn't call me on the rest of it. He wanted me to put some ground cables on his rear 10-meter mount that you saw. I said, fax me a diagram of what you want or how you want it done. He was telling me on the phone yesterday, but I didn't understand what he was saying. But I got his other problem fixed with his car. The guy who put a motor in it, let me let it drop. He had the motor replaced in his car, and the person who replaced it never hooked up the negative cable coming from the battery back to the engine.
Jesus, you kidding?
The only thing that was grounding it was a thinner wire coming off the negative cable going to the body of the car. I'm surprised that wire didn't smoke every time he tried to start this car.
Well, good thing you found it.
Yeah, I can tell you one thing. He wasn't too happy with the guy that he brought it back to 2 or 3 times to find the problem and couldn't find it. I'm tracing the cables out yesterday. I'm saying, where's the negative cable? It's not on the motor. It was stuffed up by the left front headlight.
Jesus, and that's not a new car. What year is that thing?
It's a 2002. It's in very, very good shape. I don't know why he lost the motor. It's only got 74,000 on the body.
Oh, okay, it looked older. But 2002, that's 12 years old. That's no spring chicken either.
Well, I guess he likes it. What can I tell you? And on my radio, it's got to be my antenna or that house next door to me with that aluminum siding, because I was on 10 meters yesterday when I got home with my Ranger radio. I had the same noise level.
Yeah, it's as quiet as can be. And the tuner works real good, nice and quiet, very quick. So, you know, like I said, let me play with it for a while. Hopefully the band will open up, and I can really put it through a workout and check it out. Did happen.
There's a breaking station acknowledged. One more question, Charlie. Do you have it on a meter?
That was on, what is it called, advanced intercept point or something. And I wasn't hearing hardly anything. As soon as I took that off, the wood signals were there, did come up, so I would keep that off. And I put your AGC to slow. That's usually what people run them on.
Okay, have you checked the wattage output on a meter yet? Because I know it's, I know I turned that pot up that was turned down when I got it, and I never turned it back down yet.
No, not on an external meter, just going by the one on the radio, and it's showing close to 100 watts.
Okay, very good. All right, let me get out of here. I'm going to jump back in a mobile, because as soon as 7 o'clock comes around, I got to start the snowblower and start cleaning up her corner and everything. So I'll catch you for the mobile. KD2 BOR.
Okay, Rocky, very good. KD2 BOR. N1LU, you still there, Chris?
82 CWW. Oh, I'm going to be here probably until 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Now, your job is close to Advanced Specialties in that neighborhood, or are you somewhere else in Rochelle Park? That's the only area of Rochelle Park I know.
Am I making it in?
Sounds like it.
Yeah, I'm 3 to 5 minutes from there. Just, you know, a couple blocks, actually.
Okay, well, you know, that vicinity will be a good spot to meet up if you're available when I get out of work. Like I said, my unless you're working overnight, I can meet you there early in the morning. It doesn't make any difference to me. I arrive at work around 3 a.m., so somewhere around there or a little bit before would be best, or anywhere after 11:30, you know, not too late in the afternoon because I still have to commute home.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a bad time during the day. You know, I could shoot over, hand it off to you, and let you get on your way.
Okay, very good. Well, this is the 857 with the semi-stock mic. This is the remote mic, as they refer to it, which I've always found gave me better audio. I talked to Paul yesterday on his MD-100. Really, really sounds good. I'm psyched for trying it out on my 857.
Yeah, Paul helped me a lot in my audio on mine. And I actually leave the stock mic on. I have the remote one also, but I leave the stock one on. I like that one better.
Yeah, the remote one takes a little finesse. You got to set it right or else your thumb tends to hit that thumb wheel and change frequencies if you don't have it locked properly.
Yeah, that's what I kept doing. And then I just tried a piece of tape, you know. I switched back to the other one.
I guess we're gonna. This snow is gonna keep falling for a little while.
Yeah, we got about another 2 hours worth of snow, and then hopefully we'll get done with the final cleanup. And the minute we're done with the cleanup, we're all gonna go home.
Well, I'm sure you're looking forward to going home. That's the tough part of the job you do. You got the rough hours, the overnighters. What time did you say you started?
Well, I started. I came in at 5 a.m. yesterday morning, but I've had downtime, so you know it's not like I've been actually in the plow the whole time.
Are you plowing as you talk to me?
Yeah, I'm in the plow right now.
Okay, what are you using for a radio? Just an HT, or do you have something set up a little bit more substantial?
I'm using the TYT handheld HT, and then I have the SMA magnetic mount. External mount, and I have the rubber duck antenna up on the roof.
Oh, okay. Well, considering you're doing pretty good, that's one of the nicer sounding TYTs. A lot of them are really, really muffled. I guess maybe you have I don't know if you have a speaker mic on it, but it sounds good. And considering it's only the rubber duck on the roof instead of a full-fledged antenna, you're in the repeater pretty good.
Yeah, from this position, or I should say from this area, I do pretty good.
Are there a lot of people on the road this morning?
KD2 VOR Mobile.
Good, Rock.
Snow is basically almost stopped over here in Kearney, thank God.
Yeah, I don't know. That might just be a lull. Like I said, I haven't looked at a map yet. But I'm going to check it out. In fact, I'm ready to go up for my second cup of coffee.
I thought they were showing Connecticut 10, 12 inches, but, you know, they're only showing on the map Hartford and stuff like that.
The fans are dead. I'm tuning around 40-nothing. But the receiver's quiet. You know, like I said, once the bands open up again and I can get a feel for it, I'll see how it sounds. But I don't notice any noise. I think it's just your location. You'll probably just have to do a lot more grounding, ground the antenna before it comes into the shack. You know, there's ways of doing that. I think the radio's fine. But, you know, let me hold on to it for a little while and put it through its paces once the band opens up.
Yeah, use it for now. It's not doing me much good. When I go down to 15 meters, I can still tune 15 on an Antron. It gets a lot quieter, but at times it gets noisy. I've had some pretty good luck on 15 meters so far. Nothing out of the country, but, you know, a little DX in the United States I've done on 15, no problem with my Antron.
Well, my Elmer told me that most man-made noise is all vertically polarized, so you're using a vertical antenna in your yard, so you're amplifying all the man-made noise around you. So maybe when you go to a horizontal antenna, it'll quiet it down around you as well. But you definitely got to get a, like I said, on my shack, all my antennas that come into the basement here are grounded right before they come into the house. I got a metal plate on the window, bulkhead connectors, and that metal plate goes to a 3-foot strap that goes to an 8-foot ground rod right in the ground. So I'm dissipating a lot of static noise and stuff right before the signal gets into the shack. So I think that's why I have such a quiet shack over here. But we've got to do something like that for you. Try to, you know, ground everything before it comes into the basement.
Yeah, well, we'll worry about that in the springtime. We're not going to be doing nothing. I remember back in my 11-meter days, Charlie, I had the Starduster up on top of my house, and when I used to start getting noise, on my chimney, I had a 4-element beam on the flat side, as we called it, and it used to drop the noise level down considerably.
Yeah, well, it shouldn't be a problem. You just got to see how it's coming into you. You know, you still got to get me some pictures. The yard, you know, the way you're coming in. I take it you're just bringing the coax in through a window. What we got to do at that window, if it's one of the old-fashioned windows, is, you know, put something there, either buy one of the commercially made MFJ plates with the bulkhead connectors on it, and then run a ground strap from that plate to the ground right outside the window. I think that'll help lower your noise level considerably.
Yeah, that probably would work. All right, Joe. Have a good weekend. Get your snow cleaned up. I'm just about back at Debbie's house. I got to go back to the shop later and help the kid clean up when he comes back with the plow, but right now there was no sense leaving the heat running and leaving the lights on. 73, and Chris, if you're monitoring, 73, I'm going to be going back in the house. KD2, BOR, Mobile.
All right, 73, Rock. Take care. Talk to you later. Over to you, Chris.
Hey, yeah, Charlie. Paul was I spoke to Paul a little bit earlier, and he was telling me that I had to get my butt moving to give you that microphone. So I will email you my phone number later on, and that way we can get a hold of each other and have a time or whatever. And like I said, try it out if you like it. Then we'll discuss the price. If you don't like it, let me know and I'll come pick it up.
And 1LU. Okay, great, Chris. Do you have sort of regular hours except for the snowstorm? Or are your hours kind of sporadic?
My regular hours are 7 to 3:30 every day.
Oh, okay, so that'll work then. So we'll try to pick out a day, you know, now that the holiday